The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
Of course, where we start is, you can imagine, if you have not yet seen a newsstand, it is fairly predictable what the consensus of all of the front pages will be. Irish Indo, Martin will back Zelensky during White House visit. Times, US-Ukraine relations hang by a thread after quarrel in Oval Office. The Mail, a spectacle to horrify the world. Raging Trump humiliates Zelensky on live TV, accuses him of gambling with World War III, and kicks him out of the White House, blasting, "Come back when you're ready for peace." And this, of course, is the meeting in the Oval Office, originally intended to be a precursor to the signing of a deal wherein Ukraine would sacrifice a lot of its rare earth minerals, or as Donald Trump referred to them, raw earth minerals, in favor of the US having therefore the capacity to mine them, which would put US financial interest in the country, and therefore might sweeten the deal for America to continue to give military support. At that interaction, the Vice President J.D. Vance, seated beside the President and, or rather between the President and the Secretary of State in the Oval Office surrounding Volodymyr Zelensky, suggested that the time now had come for diplomacy on a route to peace, and that previous presidential saber-rattling had achieved nothing. And Zelensky said, "What kind of diplomacy, JD, are you asking about? What do you mean?" Vance replied, "I'm talking about the kind of diplomacy that's going to end the destruction of your country." Zelensky said, "Yes, but if you..." And Vance cut across him and said, "Mr. President, with respect, it is disrespectful for you to come to the Oval Office and try to litigate this in front of the American people. Right now, you guys are going around and forcing conscripts to the front lines because you have manpower problems. You should be thanking the president." And from there, it descended into both the president and vice president haranguing President Volodymyr Zelensky at length before, as you heard from Brefny, he was ejected from the White House. Since then, it has been, and again, Brefny made reference to this on the news, we have had a number of allies coming out in support of both Ukraine, in terms of the military position, and personally in terms of Volodymyr Zelensky. To name but a few, Sweden, Poland, Germany, Moldova, Spain, Lithuania, the Czech Republic, the Netherlands, Latvia, Ireland, Belgium, Denmark, France, Estonia, Croatia, the EU Council, the EU Commission, Portugal, and so on and so forth. That support obviously will undoubtedly be welcome. It'll also be interesting to see what support that he gets in his home country, because, of course, Ukraine was wrapped in attention to what was happening in the White House. We're joined by Emmanuel Chase, who is Ukraine correspondent for Radio France Internationale and France 24. Emmanuel, can you give us a sense of what the reaction was like in Ukraine?
Well, you know, Ukrainians were following with a lot of interest what was happening last night. And of course, they were absolutely shocked and stunned to see the level of disrespect with which Donald Trump and J.D. Vance addressed the democratically elected president of Ukraine, Volodymyr Zelensky. People here really stand behind their president. I mean, no matter how much criticism he can draw in terms of internal policies, you know, the people of Ukraine and even the opposition really stand firm behind Volodymyr Zelensky when it comes to him representing the country on the international stage. And what we've seen last night was unprecedented for any leader to be treated that way. I will give you one reaction that really, you know, stayed with me last night. I was it's someone I interviewed, Max Kolesnikov. He's a former prisoner of war. He spent 9 months in Russian jail. He's a soldier, and he was saying that he was wondering if J.D. Vance or Donald Trump would have spoken the way they spoke to Volodymyr Zelensky, to Vladimir Putin. And the answer for most Ukrainians this morning is crystal clear. This would not have been the case, because what was thrown at Volodymyr Zelensky last night was the Kremlin's words against him and against Ukrainians, so against the Ukrainian people. And that adds insult to injury, the injury of Ukrainians being attacked for not just 3 years, but more than 11 years by their Russian Russian neighbor. And, you know, Ukraine is left reeling this morning after this dramatic U-turn shift in American policy towards Ukraine. And yeah, the level of disrespect is really felt strongly here.
Obviously, the as you say, the level of disrespect had an impact. But what of the evidence shift in allegiance? Because we've seen now very clearly, I mean, Trump said it, that the US sees itself as an intermediary with equal interest for Russia and for Ukraine, and views both of them as equal participants in a war, neither the aggressor, neither the victim. That would suggest that the American support on which Ukraine has been so dependent can't be relied upon.
Absolutely. That's really clear for Ukrainians this morning, that they can no longer rely on Washington for support, be it diplomatic support. There was no show of diplomacy last night, but also in terms of strategic and military support. That being said, of course, Ukrainians will be worried about the future of further American assistance, especially military assistance. But also, this is not the first time that Ukraine has been let down by its allies. Remember when Ukraine signed the Budapest Memorandum and gave up its nuclear arsenal. You know, there was an article in that memorandum that said that the United States should come to the rescue of Ukraine should Ukraine be attacked. And this has not been the case in 2014. This has also not been the case in 2022. So I would say that Ukrainians are unfortunately very much used to being let down by its allies. And that's just the latest showdown that they've had to face. I've seen a lot of social media posts from Ukrainians last night that were saying, well, at least this time we didn't sign a deal that was not favorable to us. So people here are, of course, very bitter about what happened, but they're also very aware that with friends like these, you know, who needs enemies, and they'd rather not make a deal with America and fend for themselves rather than signing a deal under such conditions.
Now, a lot of analysis is suggesting that some of the support provided by the Americans, particularly in the form of intelligence and some of the kind of aerial and satellite access that they have, is unique to America, and that Europe won't be able to fill that void if America withdraws it. Is there therefore fear about their prospects in this battle continuing if the Americans aren't providing that?
I would say there's an apprehension, and of course, soldiers on the front line heavily rely not just on military assistance in form of rockets or air defense systems, for example. Indeed, they also rely on intelligence, and that would be, you know, a massive blow to the Ukrainian army. That being said, as I was saying, they are used to being let down by so-called allies, and I would imagine that, for example, the use of Starlink satellites, which belong to Elon Musk, who has shown time and again that he's siding with Russia as well. The use of Starlink is at the moment, you know, vital for the Ukrainian army, but I would imagine that solutions have been also found and imagined in case Starlink would be shut down, would be turned off by the White House. And I would say that, you know, Ukrainians are in a war of survival there. They're not going to stop fighting just because their president has just been bullied by the White House, and simply because they have no choice. Nobody more than Ukrainians would like to live in a country at peace. They simply cannot do so because Russia relentlessly attacks them. Just to give you an idea, on the front line, over the last 24 hours, more than 5,000 attacks were recorded from the Russian side towards the Ukrainian side. This front line is more than 1,000 kilometers long. This is a very long front line to defend, and Ukraine has been defending it not just since 2022, but since 2014.
In the absence of America acting as the prime support for Ukraine, where is the political system in Ukraine? Where are the people now looking? We've seen President Macron, to some extent, positioning himself as Europe's lead in terms of the support for Ukraine. Is he seen as the central figure now?
Well, I think all eyes are turned towards Brussels. Of course, the declarations of French President Emmanuel Macron are much welcome here in Kyiv. Last night, he reminded the world that in this war, there was one clear aggressor, and that was Russia, and one victim of this war, which was Ukraine and the Ukrainian people. That being said, there is a summit organized by Keir Starmer in the UK, and all eyes here in Ukraine are turned towards the allies, be they European from the European Union or from the UK, or also towards Turkey, which has also mustered some will to be an intermediate and to also send peacekeeping soldiers in Ukraine. So all eyes here in Ukraine are turned towards the allies that remain. And of course, this is an hour of truth, not just for Ukraine, but also for Europe.
Lastly, we talked about the level of the sense of disrespect towards President Zelensky and the support that it has created within Ukraine for him. Is there within that any criticism of the way he handled that disrespect? Is there a sense that he might have been more restrained even in the face of that kind of baiting?
Actually, no. As I was saying, both the opposition and the Ukrainian people stand firm behind their leader. They really saw it as a slap in the face to see how disrespected he was. And he was just standing his ground. And people here in Ukraine are really aware of that. And also there's that feeling that he couldn't have acted any differently. He was being humiliated, disrespected continuously by people who were essentially his hosts at the White House. This is unprecedented, and not just for Ukraine. This is a total showdown of diplomacy. And here in Ukraine, nobody thinks that he could have handled it differently. And people stand firm behind their president.
That was Emmanuel Chase, Ukraine correspondent for Radio France International and France 24.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.